All at a great price. From broken springs to complete installations, our expert team has the upstate of South Carolina covered. Don't let a faulty door disrupt your operations. Call today 864-990-3075. American Door Masters for all your garage door needs and experience top-notch service.
We got to move. Walt up to the Broadway H. We're back. Orange Bill writes, what are Nick Harbor's track times? I said, oh, well, he's like 10-1. I said, that's an entirely different animal. I mean, but you're talking about a guy who had Olympic-type speed, and there's not any others of that dude. All right? I mean, there are some track guys. You know, C.J. Spiller obviously had great speed, guys like that. I mean, I think C.J. In high school – probably ran like 10.35 in high school. Probably bettered that at some point. Probably as a personal best of like 10.25 or something. But when you talk about a big bodied receiver like a Salmon is, to run 10.44, even if that's a little wind aided. And you want to go by the other times, which are more like 10.54. And again, his 200-meter time, really good too, 21.18 or 21.28. I can't remember how I'm writing. Really, really good. So he was a guy who, like I said, I didn't know what to expect when I put his film on, and I was surprised. You know, like I said, the first thing that was clear is, you know, they were using him in every capacity to get the ball in his hands, including basically as a running back, handing it to him every which way. And letting him do his thing, and he's just running away from people and running through people, and he has vision as well. So, you know, he almost doubles in that regard. So Orange Bill writes, I'm very happy with the 10.5 guy. Yes, yeah. Of the recent receivers, like I said, even more in Wesco, again, there's some element, though. Listen, these things almost always align, okay? Track times are true times. This is not fabricated. This isn't like wishful thinking. This isn't some, you know, old guy with a handheld who can't run a stopwatch and you know, every single player is 4-4. No, track times are real times. That's why I always appreciate being able to find track times, getting track times for these guys. There were more track times available in this group than I've seen before, which is good. And it's good that guys are running track. It's good that Clemson's recruiting guys who are running track. That means they're athletic and fast wherever they're playing. They're athletic and fast. Fast guys run track. And so it's good to see, and the times are good to see. And again, from a comparative standpoint, like, for example, Moore ran like a 11.2. Something like that is a personal best. And I don't remember whether these times were all junior or senior times. Some of that matters, sophomore. When the times are recorded, you'll see improvement during high school, obviously. So you'll see a guy improve his time as he goes. That's important in trying to figure out what they're eventually going to project as. All right. So that's another element of this that you have to consider. You know, for example, if I have one high school receiver whose personal best time was run as a sophomore, and another was run as a senior, those are not the same thing. You can expect the sophomore, given two more years of maturity and physical development, to improve his time well past the time of the senior, just for example. So I think the bottom line is I think he was a good get. Gordon Sellers is the next receiver on my list. 6'2", 180. He has quickness in and out of his routes. I thought he was really good at the drive phase of his routes. I thought that it enabled him to get on top of people. He ate up cushion in that regard. It allows him to stack the DBs. I thought he did a good job in that. So I think he really excels in the drive phase of the route. 6'2", 180. Again, a guy with track time measurables, 10.93 and 21.99. Like I said, these are quite the one exception in recent years, actually anywhere that I can think of, okay, is the Wesco exception. And I still don't know what to make of it even today, because I think his personal best 100-meter time is 11.28, and that's not what you see in the field. And it's not what Clemson saw in the 10-yard splits, because his 10-yard split was as good as anybody's in recent years. And so Wesco's 100-meter, I don't know how, but it's a lie. I don't know how, but it is. He's a fast guy. When healthy, he's a fast guy, much faster than that 100-meter time shelves. So, like I said, I don't know whether he's injured. I don't know whether he just didn't train that event and just ran it casually. I have no idea. But almost always, like 100% of the time, these track times equate. Now, just to be clear on one thing, the game of football is not played in a straight line. And that's why short area quickness matters so much. You know, a guy like Hunter Renfro was not fast. I think at the combine, he ran a 4.55 or something like that. But he had the second or third best short area quickness times among the receivers at that combine. That's why he was able to turn NFL cornerbacks every which way but loose, because change of direction is how the game is played. And, you know, when Bill Belichick was at the height of his powers, meaning when he had Brady. But when Bill was at the height of his powers with the Patriots were an organization that cared far more about short area quickness than any other measurable, much more so than straight line speed. Now, it's good to have both, and that's what you're obviously looking for, where you can find it. But there are a lot of things to like about Gordon Sellers. Again, a bigger body wide receiver, 6'2". The times are good. Like I said, quickness in and out of his break. I thought the drive phase on his routes were good. I thought he surprised people, got on top of them, stacked them in that regard. So he can get deep in that way. And as I said, from a comparative standpoint, it depends which direction you go. You know, if you go to a Moore, he ran like an 11.2, somewhere in that range. And Gordon Sellers ran a 10.93. And again, the 200-meter time of 21.99, very good. So a lot of things to like with Gordon Sellers. All right. The next guy on my list is Grant Wise. Grant Wise played a lot of right tackle. You're looking at an interior offensive lineman. He was built to do that. This is a guy who hits and sticks. And what I mean by that is once he gets into you, he stays on you and he drives you physically. He has great leg drive. He runs his feet. And so when 6'3", 320 as an incoming freshman gets on you, and that dude has great leg drive, he carries that weight really well. This is good, powerful weight. This is not some fat dude at 320 pounds. That is not what this dude is. This dude's a champion wrestler. He's really aggressive, very powerful. He comes size ready into the equation. Again, tremendous leg drive, and like I said, runs his feet. So once this power in this 6'3", 320-pound package locks onto you, you aren't getting off of him, because he is going to hit and stick on you, and he is going to run his feet, and he is going to drive you into oblivion. And that's why this guy is going to play in the NFL. He's a classic pancake maker. He plays with really good pad level, and he's friggin' nasty. So, and by the way, one of the best attributes an offensive lineman can have is nasty. And when it comes with athleticism and size in a ready-made package, then you got the whole deal. And so you got the whole deal in Grant Wise. He's a starting offensive lineman. That's what he is. That's what he is, even as a freshman. I don't say that very often, okay, because you just don't see many freshmen come in and play at major college football programs as starting offensive linemen. You don't. It's rare. And you don't see many 6'3", 320-pound incoming freshmen who are ready out of the box. Again, this guy is, he's like a refrigerator, maybe more like an icebox on wheels. All right? That's what he is. This is not a guy who's fat and sloppy, and that's what most 320-pound offensive linemen coming into college ranks are. That's not what this dude is. This dude's a mauler, and he is going to be a road grader for Clemson in the future. And this is, you want to talk about being able to establish the run and run the football, this is how you do it. This dude right here, this is how you do it. So Grant Wise, love, love, love. And so going back a second, all right, we talk about Matt Luke's offensive line class. Chancellor Barclay, love, love, love. Grant Wise, love, love, love. These are two of the best offensive line prospects I have seen come to Clemson ever. At least ever in the modern era. Texas said Blake Miller ready. I don't think Blake Miller was ready. You know, I don't know how to tell you this, but Blake Miller had all sorts of problems as a freshman at right tackle. All sorts of problems. He got beat by every speed rusher. He took penalty after penalty after penalty. He should never have been playing as a freshman. It's to his credit that he did, but that's the reality of it, all right? This dude's playing on the inside. He's a guard, and he's a mauler, and he's going to be ready from day one. And again, you're playing in confined space as a guard, all right? You're not and I don't think he's going to have any of those problems. Blake Miller was having to play a tackle spot. He's on the edge against elite rushers. You know, it's a little bit different. But in terms of these two guys, look, the problems that Clemson has had regarding offensive linemen, a lot of those problems have been healed with this class. And now, look, these guys aren't here yet. Okay, they're not in college yet, and there's still an adjustment period, all right? And we have to see how they adjust and all of that. All I can do is evaluate the talent that I see and the physical size and the readiness. And these are the first two offensive linemen I've discussed. These are two guys who are ready to contribute immediately. So when we start to figure out what Clemson's offensive line situation is going to look like next season, consider that there's a readiness factor for these two guys. They are going to be a part of this this process. What is this? You lost me. Maybe you ran it in eighth grade. I'm not sure what that means. You're gonna have to help me there. Terry said, "Hey, Walt, is this the best prospective O-line class in Clemson history?" I don't know about Clemson history, because I've got to take into account the whole Danny Ford era then, and there were some great offensive linemen who went on to have pro careers. But in terms of modern Clemson football history, the Dabo Sweeney period, this is without question the best offensive line class. It's not even close. It's not even close. I mean, we've seen some guys come here. You know, Mitch Hyatt came here as a five-star guy, highly acclaimed, committed early, helped bring other people in, had a great freshman year. But strangely enough, Mitch Hyatt did not improve. He just didn't, and ultimately wound up an undrafted free agent, which was not what you would have expected out of Mitch Hyatt, given the things we had seen. I'm telling you right now, the first two guys I've just gone over, these are two guys who could come in and start. They will play right away, regardless. Those two dudes are playing from day one, trust me. And there's more. There's a lot more to cover. Terry, just tuning in, Clemson versus Alabama, thoughts or prediction? You know, I've got to cover that too. So let me spend 2 minutes on that right now, because I'm going to run out of time, because that game is coming. I think one advantage that Clemson has in playing Alabama is the experience of playing Georgia. Georgia is an up-tempo, fast-paced team with shot makers everywhere, and to an extent, that's what Alabama is. That's how they play. They want to play fast. They utilize the three-point line. They want to play with great tempo. They are scoring outrageously well. I don't know what they're averaging right now, probably 96, 97 points a game, something of that sort. They're obviously really good offensively. They get out and run. They take the threes. They're good at it. They're good at all those elements. LeBaron Filon, their guard, is a tremendous player. He can get where he wants on the court. He can shoot the ball, but you know what? He plays with some level of control. You know, he has a change of pace dribble. He can get where he wants on the court. They have size. They have athleticism. Filon is a playmaker as well. I think he averages like 6 assists. The Sherrill kid leads them in blocks. The other thing about the Sherrill kid is he's a really good passer for his size. They're pretty good with the interior big man passing game. They will play some high-low. But, look, they're going to spread you out, and they want to run. You can't feed that, all right? So, in other words, you have to limit live ball turnovers against Alabama, because much like Georgia, at the start of the Georgia game, when Clemson was committing live ball turnovers, Georgia turned it into points, and they scored 24 points in 9 minutes. Clemson is not afraid to run with Alabama, but they want to pick and choose their spots a little, just like they did with Georgia. Clemson was not afraid to run with Georgia, but they did not want the super hectic pace of the first 9 minutes. So it's that type of controlled run. Now, against Georgia, as the game went on, Clemson made them pay for the pressure. They took advantage of it. You know, Alabama plays a lot of man defense, and we'll see how that plays out tonight. But one issue that Alabama had, at least in the Gonzaga game, now the Gonzaga has two bigs in EK and Huff that are really talented, that are completely different body types, but both really talented. Both of those dudes killed Alabama. Bama has size, but both of those two dudes, EK and Huff, destroyed Alabama inside. I mean, killed them. And they also killed them on the offensive glass. I don't think that's necessarily a strength of this Clemson basketball team, but it might need to be tonight. Because, again, there were times in the Gonzaga-Alabama game that Gonzaga just shot until they scored. And Bama just could not deal with EK and Huff. Again, a little different body types, but Clemson has a lot of size. I expect a highly competitive game. I would be disappointed. I don't know that Clemson wins. It's going to be tough. You're going on the road. You're playing a really good team in their building. It's tough. But I think Clemson's going to be right in this game, and I would be surprised, very surprised, if they lose contact. I love Clemson with the points, and I hope they find a way to steal this game, and they're capable of doing so. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous 5-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com. That's CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com.
Discounted Appliance Warehouse in Pickens. It's not just what you buy, it's who you buy it from. Jeff and his team have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.9 star rating because they treat you like family. Get honest advice, expert answers, and a stress-free experience. With more than 1,500 appliances in stock, refrigerators, washers, dryers, ovens, and more, the Upstate shops here with confidence. Stop by in Pickens or visit online at dawpickens.com. dawpickens.com.
Did you know when you buy your Christmas tree from the Clemson Sertoma Club, the proceeds help send a kid to summer camp? Buy your beautiful Fraser Fir or Fraser Fir wreath at Ace Hardware in Clemson at the intersection of Highway 76 and 123. They sell out quickly, so be sure to get yours today. Every purchase helps support children in need in our community, and that's what the holiday season is all about. Oh, and to make sure your holiday dollars stretch further, no price increases. Thank you for your support of the Clemson Sertoma Club.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Enjoy elevated living at Sunrise in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson, starting in the mid-300s. Customize versatile one- and two-story home plans with luxury design selections in their 3,900-square-foot design studio. The pool amenity opens next year, along with natural walking trails. Live close to Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi, shopping in Anderson, and enjoy quick access to I-85. Sunrise encompasses convenience and lifestyle in a convenient location. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to discover elevated living in the upstate.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. It's your last chance to get exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 35% off. That's Lenovo.com. Lenovo.
Audiences and top critics are celebrating. Rental Family is the perfect feel-good movie of the year.
What do you need me for?
We need a token white guy.
Academy Award winner Brendan Fraser delivers a masterful performance.
This girl needs a father.
I hate you.
She hates me.
That's what being a parent is.
In this tender and funny film about the importance of connection.
This is amazing.
It's cool, but it's fake.
Sometimes it's okay to pretend.
Rental Family, now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are The Roar.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Walt Dip Tulip Road Rage. Look, obviously, we're going to have to get to some of this tomorrow because we're not just not going to get to all of it. And there are a couple more that I got to do. I'll have a chance to do them tonight. And I'll also go back and watch Chris Denson's film from high school to get a better feel for that. So all of that tomorrow. So we'll have a lot of Clemson football recruiting analysis tomorrow. We've covered how many people have we covered so far, Ramona? Like five? What was that? Yes, no, yes, maybe.
Six?
Six with a question mark?
That's well, it's hard to read my notes. One.
All right.
Two, three, four, five, six.
Okay. All right. So we've covered a good piece of it, but not as far as I thought we would get today. We will cover the rest of it tomorrow. And like I said, I'll give me a chance to try and go back and watch the couple that I haven't had a chance to as yet, and to watch Chris Denson's film. So have a better idea of that. So we'll discuss all of that tomorrow. We'll continue with the Clemson recruiting class analysis. It'll be broken into two parts today and tomorrow. And we'll, of course, break down Clemson, Alabama basketball and the ACC-SEC tournament. Zeke, by the way, it is 7-3, Zeke, as I thought. You know, I tried to tell him about it like three times. He was so insistent, I thought he must be right, but he wasn't. It's 7-3 ACC. So ACC in a really good position. And again, like I said, look, obviously I want the ACC to excel, and I hope that happens. It just means more credibility for the league and more postseason credibility in terms of net rankings. It's sort of, this is how you win the system, how you game the system, so to speak. Well, game the system is what the Big 12 did a couple years ago. It's not really gaming, but it's how you win. It's how you win as a league. And the ACC, as we know, in the postseason tournament, in the NCAA tournament, has fared pretty darn well, but just have not gotten the number of entries recently. And last year, the primary reason was the fiasco against the SEC. Now, maybe the primary reason was the ACC just wasn't very good. But this year, it appeared to most, including me, that the ACC was going to be significantly better. And I think we've seen that already. Maybe the SEC is not as good as they were as well. But regardless, last year was a complete whitewash, which really was very damaging to the ACC in terms of postseason aspirations. Well, we've already passed that, okay, in terms of what the league has done, all right? The ACC's already won seven games. So regardless of what happens tonight, it's way better than it was last year. And now what you really worry about is taking care of your own business. So quite honestly, you other ACC teams tonight, you're on your own. I don't really care what happens to you. What I want to see is Clemson beat Alabama. And that's what I really care about tonight, because the ACC's already accomplished enough. Now, again, I'd love them to go on and establish some dominance, sort of get back for last year, and sort of reposition ACC as a prominent basketball league, which it hasn't really felt that way in recent years. So I'm hoping to see that. There are a couple other things I want to get to before we get out of here. Let me tell you about my friends at Twin Peaks. Hey, man, every night's a good night to go to Twin Peaks. You don't need to wait for the weekend. Look, it's like 30 out. Get to Twin Peaks tonight. You'll thank me later. Where are you watching the game? Where are you watching the ACC-SEC tournament? Where? Get to Twin Peaks. At Twin Peaks, late night hits every night. Fresh, scratch-made food. The food's unbelievable. It's the biggest surprise at Twin Peaks. Handcrafted cocktails, ice-cold 29-degree draft beer till the lights go low. So when the rest of the world winds down, man, we are turning up the heat at Twin Peaks. Pull up to the lodge and experience the best late night in the league tonight, tomorrow, every night. You crave it. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views, the beautiful women, the 29-degree draft beer, the insane selection of whiskeys and tequilas and mixed drinks. It's all at Twin Peaks. The biggest surprise at Twin Peaks, the food. The food's outstanding. By the way, they're recruiting. So if you're looking for a job where you can have all sorts of fun, build great friendships, make serious money, then it's time to join the team at Twin Peaks. We're hiring Twin Peaks girls, cooks, bussers, barbacks, and more. Fast pace, high energy, great earnings, an atmosphere that feels like family. Ready for a job you're actually going to love? Then just do this. Text WORK for the number 4, capital T, capital P, WORK, capital W, WORK, the number 4, for capital T, capital P, to 850000, three zeros, to apply. That's WORK. 4TP to 85000. Twin Peaks, work hard, play hard, earn big. And happy hour, nobody does happy hour like the Peaks. Nobody. Whatever you're craving, we've got it. Tequila cocktails, premium bourbon pours, top shelf spirits served over ice balls that hit just right, local craft beers, handcrafted whiskey cocktails. Yep, They're all here. And don't forget, the teeth-chattering 29-degree drafts we're famous for. Pair it all with the scratch-made kitchen bites that actually satisfy, from shareables to hearty favorites. And when it comes to happy hour, Twin Peaks doesn't play around, man. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. It's all incredible at the Peaks. You will 100% thank me later. All right. A couple of, at least one coaching situation that really surprised me. Like, you know, Ramona, the payouts so far, Russ Dillinger posted the payouts so far on the buyouts, and we are well over $100 million more than we've ever been before. The buyouts are astronomical. Just, and again, you know, when you want to say, well, you know, maybe the players don't deserve this, this thing is out of whack, and it sort of is. It sort of is. No, it's not. It not sort of is. It is. But it's a hard sell when you're paying coaches.
Yeah, but Odell Beckham couldn't live off that.
That's true. But it's a hard sell when you're paying coaches $50 million to go away. It's not bad. Right. It's not the money you're paying them to coach.
To stay.
Right. Right.
You're, no, please stay. Right. We'll pay you $50 million. No, get
right.
out.
We're paying you fifty million to go away. To me. Right. Here's your parting gift of $50 million. It's hard to then go back to the players and say, you players are evil for taking money and wanting money. It's hard.
It is. If you think of it that way.
Right. And the players aren't dumb, man. They see what's going on. You're not fooling them. They go to college.
They're learning.
Right, they're learning. They go to university. They trust me, they follow Russ Dillinger. They're making notes on all this money you're paying coaches to go away. And yeah, they're going to expect theirs too. And that's just the way it works. And then there's this, Ramona. I don't know what to make of this because I did not see this coming. Maybe I should have, based on how he's coached all year. Look, I know the whole world loved Chris Kleiman. I'm not the biggest Chris Kleiman fan. I mean, I think he was fine. I mean, he's not Bill Snyder, was never going to be. So maybe that's not a fair way to judge him. But, I spent the whole offseason talking about this plan of theirs not to run Avery Johnson, which I just could not understand for the life of me. Well, because they didn't, they sucked. And then after they sucked for a long time, they finally decided, hey, maybe we need to run Avery Johnson more. And they got a little bit better. But they adhered to that plan. The whole first half of the season, they adhered to that plan. And because of it, they sucked. I don't know whether the heat's turned up on Chris Kleiman. I hope that he's healthy. I hope there's no health-related issue. But he is stepping down as the head coach of Kansas State. I didn't hear any rumor or speculation about that at all. Now, this has been the strangest and wildest coaching cycle I have ever seen. But I did not see Chris Kleiman stepping down at Kansas State when the season ends. I'm not sure what to make of it. Again, for his sake, his family's sake, I hope that there's no health-related issue. I hope that that's not the cause of it. I just don't know. But the speculation is running rampant that part of it is a succession plan and that Kansas State plans on hiring Colin Klein, the Texas A&M offensive coordinator, as their new head coach, which is fascinating. To me, I mean, I think Colin Klein's a really sharp guy. He was obviously a tremendous Kansas State quarterback. You know, one thing for sure, Kansas State's going to go back to running the quarterback if Colin Klein actually becomes the head coach there. But it almost seems like there was a bit of a succession plan. So maybe it's not health related. Maybe it was something that was just planned and kept on the down low all along. I hope that's the case. And I'll be interested to see Colin Klein at Kansas State if that actually comes to fruition. Hey, let me tell you about Moretti's. Where are you watching the games tonight? Moretti's would be a great place. Man, Buffalo, New York-style pizza and wings. It's not even – style's the wrong word. It's actual Buffalo, New York pizza and wings. It's not even style. It's actual. It's all the original Buffalo recipes. The original owner is from Buffalo. And you know, obviously, we have new owners and just great people. And father is Clemson, son is South Carolina. But they have adhered to all the original recipes. In fact, they visited Buffalo to test their wings against the wings in Buffalo. And theirs are as good as any on the planet. We, Ramona, have had the Buffalo wings. They are insane. We have had the pizza cooked to perfection in a real stone oven. The pizza is unbelievable. I have had the beef on weck. Again, if you're not familiar with it, or you're not from Buffalo, you haven't heard it here on the show, it's roast beef. They cook it low and slow, 8 hours. They slice it thin. They pile it high on a sea salt caraway bun. How's this sound? Oh, it's so good. With horseradish sauce, served with au jus for Dunkin'. Trust me, it's an absolute must try. I've had all these things, all those things. I haven't had any of these others. I need all of these. I need all these. Moretti says appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entries, fish fry, fries, big night at Moretti's. So much more. And yes, a full bar, family-friendly atmosphere. The bar and the restaurant are divided. They have the Little John Coliseum table made from the original Little John Coliseum floor. Moretti, 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone is a regular. All right, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned because Clemson basketball, another really great early season game coming your way. And I think Tigers have a great shot. I'll see you tomorrow.
When friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game, everything has to be right. So when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold white and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FRIEND to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Avoiding financial stress from the holidays doesn't take a Christmas miracle. All it takes is a Christmas loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. Their Christmas loan is designed to ease your Yuletide expenses so you can focus on what matters most, spreading joy and love. With their great rates, flexible repayment options, and outstanding service, you'll be ready for whatever the holidays might throw your way. Visit foundersfcu.com/magic to unwrap your own this Christmas. Relax with Founders Federal Credit Union. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand new.